This week's parsha, we have parshas Tazria Metzora. We have a double header. And today is Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos, like we learned in the sugya this week, Revi'i B'Shabbos. It's Wednesday on the regular calendar. And it's not Thursday. Usually the shmuz is on Thursday, but it's also a special day, calendaric day in the Hebrew, in the Jewish calendar, and the Israeli calendar. Today is Yom HaZikaron. It's a little confusing. It's only the second day of the month of Iyar today. Rosh Chodesh was yesterday. Aleph was yesterday. The reason it's like that, you probably know, is because Shabbos this year is Hey Iyar. Yom HaAtzmut's on Shabbos, and they don't want to have Chilul Shabbos in this country with celebrating Yom HaAtzmut, so they bumped it back. But they also didn't want to have it on Friday, because if they have it on Erev Shabbos also, it would be Chilul Shabbos. So they bumped Yom HaAtzmut 2 days early this year, which is tomorrow, Thursday, which is the third day of Iyar. And Yom HaZikaron is always the day before Yom HaAtzmaut, which makes it today being the second day of Iyar. That's what's going on in the Israeli calendar, if you're confused, just to clarify. But I wanted to talk about the parsha, and I also want to talk about Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut. I also wanted to ask one question: why is it that we always have Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom HaZikaron in the period of Sfiras HaOmer, of all times, to have them? You know, like, couldn't they find another time that wasn't during Sfiras HaOmer? What's the idea that it happens to always come out? Nothing is by chance. Why did the incredible nace that happened 73 years ago in 1948 with the establishment of Medina Israel, that unbelievable nace, which we discussed already this week a little bit, why did Hashem orchestrate that to happen specifically during the time of Sfiras HaOmer, during this time where Klal Yisrael is mourning? During a time of mourning, to have this amazing miracle, everyone has beards in their faces and sphira. So I want to share with you a beautiful thought that I saw last night. I saw this in the Simon Sefer Imre Baruch. He's quoting all the svarim. I'll share with you the original sources as well. He points out the following thing. We know that the parsha of Tazria Metzora focused primarily on Taras. What's Taras? Taras is leprosy. Why does a person get Taras? So there's different opinions of Chazal. The most famous reason that's known to us for getting Taras is because a person speaks Lashon Hara. Okay. And there's different kinds of Taras. There's Taras on a person's garments, Taras on a person's body, Taras on a person's home. It's all discussed in the Parashiyos HaShavua. You'll take a look and you'll see it's all there. Simon Shlita quotes an amazing idea from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, and the pasuk there says as follows. It says, Adam ki yeh be'or b'saro se'es osapach asobaris. The first taras that's described in the Torah is the taras that a person will get on their body. And the pasuk says, be'or b'saro. What's or b'saro? On the skin, the flesh of, on the skin, on the or of his flesh, of his body. Interesting language. Listen to the beautiful insight that Or HaChaim HaKadosh says. What's Adam? What's Kiyeh Bo'or B'saro? And he says the following. Uv'omro Kiyeh Bo'or B'saro. What's the Torah telling me when Taras is on Or B'saro? Modiya HaKasav She'in Tumas Taras Pe'isha Yisraeli Ela Bo'or B'saro V'lo B'fnim. Where is the Taras? On the external. Where's the taras? On the skin. On the outside of the flesh. Not on the inside. The daka ba'or b'besaro. V'ein tzarach lor b'pnimiyuso. The taras never really affects the inner core of the Jew. Because there is a place inside every single Jew that's untouchable by Tzaras, untouchable by Avera. The Gemara teaches us in Masechah Sanhedrin on the Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua that says, Chata Yisrael. And the Gemara has a drasha, Yisrael, af al pisha chata Yisrael. A Jew, even though he sins, he's still Yisrael. You can't take away the Jewish identity of a Jew. The Yisrael of a Yisrael is untouchable. It doesn't matter, even if a person does many averos, many layers of averos, at his core, a Jew is a Jew. And the taras is on the outside. It's on the external, but who we are at our core, What are we at our essence? We're Yisrael, no matter what we do, no matter what averus we do, don't do averus now, because I'm safe. No, I don't mean to say that, chas v'shalom. But we should understand that there is something very, very deep about a Jew that's untouchable. I don't always quote Reb Nachman Breslov in these shmuzim, but Reb Nachman Breslov used to quote the pasuk in Tehillim, "Va'od ma'at ve'in rasha." There's always, this is how he spun this pasuk. "Va'od ma'at ve'in rasha" means there is a little bit of a Jew that in rasha, that the rasha, even if a person becomes a rasha, the rasha part of a person can't touch that part of a Jew. Sometimes it's called a pintel yid. The depth of the Jew that's deep in our core. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's how we have to understand, that's our approach to tzaras. Don't look at a Jew, Rabbi Yosef, and judge him and say, he's bad. He's not bad. There's no such thing as bad. Maybe there are certain behaviors that are being done that are not ideal that we could try to hopefully work on and improve. But Rabbi Yosef, every Jew in his core, what are we? Who are we? We're in the Shema. Where does that neshama come from? Where's our neshama? Elokai. Neshama sheh. Nasata bi, that you gave for me, you gave to me, to Ori, ata v'rasa, you created ata yitzarta, you shaped it. Ata nefachta bi. Hashem breathed into us a piece of himself. That's a part of a Jew of us that's not touchable. Why am I saying this now? He continues over here to describe a little bit more about the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. And Rav Simon quotes from Rav Huttner Zatzal in his Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, an amazing idea. I never knew this before. I'm excited to share it with you. You'll know this more than 20 years in your life before I ever knew this. We know there's a mitzvah called Avas Yisrael. What does that mean? So we think it means to love other Jews. Is that true? Sure. But that's not really what it means, as it says of Huttner. Avas Yisrael means, listen carefully, to love other Jews because they are Jews. Part of the love of Avas Yisrael isn't just to love other Jews, but it's to love the Jews because they are Jews. To love them because they are your family. To love them because they're your extended family. To love them because they're your brother and your sister. They're your cousins, they're your maybe distant cousins. But to love them because they're Yisrael. He learns that's in the pasuk. You have to l'reyacha kamocha. What's reyacha? It means because they are your reya, because they are your kinsmen, because they are your family, that's why you're supposed to love them. And he says a chiddush, amazing chiddush. He says, if a person loves another Jew but doesn't realize that they're Jewish, they're missing out on the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael means to love Jews because they are Jews. To see the Jew for who they are, to respect and love each other because we are Jews. We may have different ways, we may have different paths, but we're all Jews. That's the hagdama of tzaras. That's why it's only to realize it's external, but on the inside, we all have something very, very special which unites us and forges a tremendous bond among us. And that's what Avas Yisrael is. Why am I saying this to you today? What does that have to do with Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut? And I'll share this with you, my friends. These days, unfortunately, historically, have divided Klal Yisrael a lot. Because I pick, am I on the team? Am I not on the team? Do I believe in the Medina? Do I not believe in the Medina? Is it the beginning of the Geula? Is it Reshit Tzmichat Geulatenu or not? And those three words have caused a lot of discord and divide among the Jewish people. Debates here and there, on this side, that side. It's fact. Abosai, that's not how it should be. That's for sure not what Hashem wants or what He intended. What He wants is that we love each other. What He wants is that we respect each other's opinions. And even if it's not our opinion, even if my opinion isn't your opinion, even if we look at the same historical event in two different ways, and you see it as the biggest miracle that ever happened in the history of the Jewish people, and I see it as, or not me, but, and someone else, Chaim Yankel sees it as, you know, a big test, but not really, not the same way as you. Guess what? I love him. We love each other. We're all part of the same family. We're all united as one. You decide that it's a chag, it's a real Yom Tov tomorrow. That's how you want to celebrate it, great. And others say, you know what? Maybe not. It doesn't matter. For this to divide us and pull us apart, it's just almost the opposite of what Hashem wants. Yisrael is one. We're all a family. I'll tell you a secret, my friends. You didn't choose your family. No one here chose which family they became a part of. No one chose it. You're just born that way. Why was he born to an Iranian parents? And why was he born to Israeli parents? And why I don't know. Why is his skin a little darker than mine? Why is his skin a little lighter than mine? Why does he have blue eyes? I don't know the answer to these questions. The same way you didn't choose your immediate family, you also didn't choose the fact that you're a Jew. We're born into the same family of Jews. And that, my friends, is meant to unite us and bring us together. And maybe, in Hashem's sense of humor, he decided to put Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmon always in the time of Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, why are we mourning? Why do we have beards on our faces in Sfiras Omer? Because of Rabbi Akiva's students, where unfortunately there was a divide. And maybe this is just a test for all of us to remind ourselves that that's not what's supposed to be. And chas v'shalom for us to make the same mistake that Rabbi Akiva's students made, which caused avelus for generations afterwards, and caused a tremendous chorban HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students that could have been the tremendous leaders of Torah, and they all died. That's not what we want. We want to build. We look around, we look outside the window for 1 second, look at this beautiful country. Look at the unbelievable bracha that Hashem has blessed us with. It's unbelievable. I'll close with this idea. You could have the most amazing, as a mashal, house in the world. Beautiful house, acres of land, swimming pools, lakes, golf courses, more than one. Psh. But if there's not harmony among the people that are living on that massive plot of land, the whole thing is just the source of fights. But if you have harmony and you have togetherness and oneness among each other, it gives a whole different beauty to the space that you're living in. This country is beautiful. Look outside. It's awesome. It becomes that much more beautiful when we enjoy each other's company, when we love each other unconditionally, when we respect each other as family members. We should be zocher, Rabbi Osei, to take that lesson, among others, from this very special time of year. We should be zocher to increase our avas Yisrael. We should be zochet to see the gula shlema b'her of Yameinu.
What do we say?